views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to the hit show, Sheer Alchemy, with Leslie Fontaine on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Get ready to stir up your passions, identify your blocks, and shift into an entirely new existence. Just say yes to explosive abundance. Leslie Fontaine is a transformation catalyst and clairvoyant who uses her intuitive and energetic gifts to catapult listeners into living the life they were born to live. Whether it's shifting from scarcity to abundance, from emotional pain into joy, or from illness into health, Leslie will help you step into the true essence and power of all that you are with the help of the Ascended Masters and Archangels. You will not be the same. Now, here's your host, Leslie Fontaine.
Hi, everyone. So good to be with you today. This is a very powerful time right now. I am Leslie Fontaine. I am hosting this show, Sheer Alchemy. I love the name of it. Sheer Alchemy is transformation. It's change. You know, we've been taught that change is gradual. Change is like turning the Titanic. Change can take a long time. And, you know, in truth, a lot of change is up to us. If we were fully honest, it really is up to us. We can change at any time. Why do we stay in the patterns we have? So often, it's fear. It's a fear of change. The devil we know versus the devil we don't. The familiarity of our environment, our town, our job, our relationships, the neighborhood where we live. These are things that we are so used to, and we are afraid to go into the unknown. So what is today's topic? It is letting go of attachments and control. It's your key to abundance. Abundance, again, is what you define it to be. I have just come back from tremendous shows in Raleigh, North Carolina, and Chicago. And I mean, people want to be happy. People want security. People want to be fulfilled. People need more money. People want relationships. They want to feel well. When we're talking about a lot of that, we have to get clear on what we mean. So if I want to be happy, what does that mean to me? It's such a generic word, and we're so used to throwing these words around. We don't understand the core of our malaise. We don't understand why we have this underlying depression. I have worked with so many people who, as we start to unravel and heal and shift, become extremely angry. And then they're terrified of how angry they are, as if somehow this is a terrible thing. If many of you go into the bottom of that one, you find that you were told not to be angry. You were told, don't do that. Don't be that. Don't look like that. There's so many things that hold us back and reel us in. So to get in touch with what we want, and that's another group of us, right? Which is, I don't even know what I want. I don't even know what my passion is. I don't even know why I'm here, what I'm doing. I just go through the motions. How many of us have even approached retirement and said, I don't know what to do now. I don't know who to be. I don't know what my significance or importance is. So all of these things need to be defined, need to get clarified. So a lot of times when I'm working with clients who have the big I don't know, which is completely understandable, by the way, we've been in the mind meld a long time, we have to get core with, well, what am I feeling? What is the sense like? See, we've been around interrogators, rational people, people that try to get us to explain everything verbally. Everything is not necessarily explainable verbally, and nor is it required. That's like living with someone else's rules. So for people who really don't know what they want, what they think, what they want to step into, and they know basically that they're just unhappy, we have to get to the core of, well, what does make you feel happy? What does happy feel like? Often people will tell me, I just feel free. I don't feel like people are tying me down, locking me down. I can just own my own time. It's amazing, once we start down the path of identifying what it is we desire, what we want to step into, what we want to create. First, there's the panic. Well, I don't know what it is. And then as we go into the feeling aspect of it, we start to identify what it feels like. And then it grows some legs, right? There's some flesh that comes on those bones. And we start to get an idea. So first, there's the panic. I don't know. Where did we learn that? Where did we learn that we have to know everything? And we have to know things in a certain kind of way. So this is a big show today, because often our attachments that block our control, that block our abundance, are keeping us from stepping into who we are. And we have to get as clear as we can in our own field. But don't panic right now. If you're on this show, if you're listening now, this is for you. Don't panic that you don't know. We have got a great set of tools today to get to the bottom of what it is we desire and to identify the blocks. I'm already feeling the tightness for many of you in the solar plexus, many of you in your heart space. You've been around the interrogators that want you to be able to explain everything, justify everything, rationalize everything, and so you shut down. Is that you? Have you been around the interrogators? And then somehow you feel very small. You feel like you can't tell anyone what you want. You quit communicating. And then what happens? We store it all within ourselves. We hold it inside and we don't let it out. And that becomes this holding back of our identity in a way. Just not even telling people who we truly are. So what does this have to do with abundance? Well, I always like to go back to being the three-year-old. The three-year-old just talks nonstop, looks around, is fascinated by the world, gets excited. No one is really expecting that three-year-old to have a job or to take on responsibilities. But the eyes are bright, the energy is there, the curiosity is there, the joy, the happiness, the bad feelings, the crying, the laughing. It's all happening, right? And it's all very quick. When we have spent years and years shutting down and not communicating and pretty much being told what to look like, how to sound, how to show up for work, how to keep a job, how to get money, how to look good for the boss, we start putting on a persona that is not really us, right? It's just not who we are. Have you done that? I know I have. I have studied and explored how to be successful out in the corporate world, how to be a leader, how to go after a raise. And if you think about it, it's all about controlled communication. It's about controlled thinking. It's about, don't cry in baseball, don't cry at work, all this kind of stuff that we learn to put on so that we look like we're competent. And inside, we can be feeling all kinds of things. So no wonder by the time we get to 40, 50, 60, we can't even find ourselves anymore. Well, don't panic. This show is for you today. This show is your opportunity, if you want, to take off the fear, to take off the control, to release the attachments to the known, and realize that by letting go and stepping into all that you are and allowing the unknown, you are not going to just make a disaster of things. You are actually going to experience that amazing release of a lifetime of constraints that have held you back from your abundance. So I hope you'll stick around. The number to call if you want to get some work, it's going to be me, the Archangels, and the Ascended Masters, is 800-930-2819. 800-930-2819. A lot of us are stepping through some amazing shifts in energy. I do want to talk about that for a bit. It's very confusing right now when, if we're sensitive to the energies and we're wanting to step into all that we are and we're just not sure what that is and we're exhausted with all the vibrational changes, You know, what is it that we're doing? What matters to us? All this kind of stuff. Even there, we start to constrain and get tight, don't we? We think, well, there must be something wrong. I'm really tight. I'm tired. There must be something wrong. I don't know what I'm doing. I don't know what this means. Often, if you take a look at the calendar, you can see how long these episodes last. For some of us, it's a week. From some of us, it's, you know, 5 days, whatever. And then it abates, it releases, and we get some clarity. You know, some people want to tell me they've been like this for 6 months solid. That's not exactly the case if you were honest about it. There have been times where you come through a shift, you get awareness, you get clarity, and then you step into the next thing. The thing is, if we don't act on what is shown to us and what is revealed to us and take the next step, then we're missing that opportunity. We continue in the lethargy or in the tiredness, and we don't write down what's been coming to us. And what's been coming to us has been amazingly powerful, not only for ourselves, but for others in our lives and in our community. So stay tuned. We're going to go a little deeper into what it means to let go of attachments and control so that we can experience our version of abundance. And if you're wanting to get some work done, today's the day. It's 800-930-2819, 1-800-930-2819. And this is Leslie Fontaine.
Almost everyone at some time in their lives ask themselves, what am I? Most of our questions are ego-generated and simply don't address the problem of our false self. It's time to relax your ego and embody your soul. Dr. Dan Cohen, neurologist, inventor, and author, has created tools to awaken, a new way to transform from who you thought you were into what you truly are. Visit toolstoawaken.com today.
Ready to experience Truth Talk Radio with host Deb Acker. Tune in to Truth Talk Radio each Wednesday at 3 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com to illuminate the truth in your daily life as you experience life, love, and abundance from a whole new perspective. This hit show will leave you feeling lighter and bring you into a place of infinite possibilities every day in every way. Visit TruthTalkRadioShow.com for upcoming transformative topics and guests.
Awaken to your radiant, authentic self. For over 15 years, Soul Purpose Advocate Nancy Monson has been focused on leading change in the lives of those looking to live their true purpose. She is devoted to supporting people in living a soul-directed life every day. Let Nancy help you overcome fear, worry, and doubt. Visit everydayspirituality.com to learn how Nancy can be your Soul Purpose Advocate.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Naturopathic doctor, founder of the Martha's Vineyard Holistic Retreat, and author of the New York Times bestseller, 21 Pounds in 21 Days, Dr. Ronnie DeLuce has helped tens of thousands of people, including celebrities and athletes, with her message of lifestyle change. Now Dr. Ronnie DeLuce wants to help you. You too can be saved. Email Dr. Ronnie DeLuce at info@ronniedeluceonradio.com and visit mvholisticretreat.com. Dr. Ronnie DeLuce, your partner in wellness.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
That is so perfect. We are all different. We are not clones. This is Leslie Fontaine. This is Sheer Alchemy. And this is your moment and your day to shift something in your life. Why don't you pick something today? Wouldn't that be great? Just pick something. If you're feeling like you haven't quite stepped into who you are or that you don't know who you are, I want you to practice something right now. I want you to feel your heart space, which probably feels a bit tight. And let's just bring in some of the ascended masters and archangels right now. We can bring in Michael. We can bring in Buddha, Kuan Yin, Master Jesus, Guru Rinpoche, so many masters, Kutumi, Serapis Bay. Let's just bring them in. Gabrielle, Uriel, right into your car, right into your kitchen, right into your cube at work. And I want you to allow them just to work with your heart a bit. I want you to feel yourself expanding your heart out. I want you to feel yourself allowing what is going on in there, what you're feeling, what you're thinking. And I want you to tell yourself right now that I expand into all things. I release the fear of my boss, the fear of my job, the fear of my economy. I release any dissatisfactions at home, any attachments I have to my family. Notice where your power center is probably reacting, your security center a bit. A little afraid to release, right? Let it go if you can. Now you should be sensing a very different atmosphere around you. These are very protective, powerful energies. Now what we just did is something that you can do in any moment of the day, just a minute and a half, 2 minutes, anytime, no matter what is around you, no one needs to know what you're doing. You could be sitting at the conference room table and be doing this right in front of your managers or your coworkers, and no one needs to know. Bring them in and just release these controls and allow your abundance. Allow what is for your highest good and the highest good of all involved. Notice I didn't give you any specifics. I didn't say ask for money, ask for security, ask for a new loved one, take care of my kids, pay my bills. We didn't do any of that, all right? That is another level down. That's coming from a place of fear in the moment. I just want you to open up the space in your heart and in your energy field to even allow this expansiveness. And maybe we can talk about that in a bit, but do this a few times a day, and you're going to notice some things that start to come to you about you. I am convinced that most of us are terrified of who we are, of who we could be, of what we're about, of what matters. And the terror is something that's learned. The terror is that if I really allow all that I am, I'm going to find out that my whole life has been a mistake, that I never really stepped into who I am, that I had choices and options, and I was too much of a coward to step into them. I settled. I chose an easier path. I chose what my parents wanted. I let my partner guide and coerce me into something I truly did not want. Getting this real, getting this true to what is going on and who we are allows us to then release it. Some of us are so afraid of mistakes as if they are cataclysmic, as if they're irreversible. Let's look at the moment right now for where we are, right now, right here. And it could be a very difficult situation you have. I've worked with some people in the last 2 weeks that are going through profound issues, serious stuff. I honor the experience of those ones I work with. It is just incredible what they step through. And I honor what you're going through. But here's the next thing. It is not over. You can start again right now. You can start over right now just with that little walkthrough I gave you a few minutes ago to bring in the masters and archangels. And maybe right now, while I'm still talking, do it again. Bring them in while you're sitting where you're sitting. While you're in the midst of the trial you're in. See, we don't have to sequentially get these things taken care of and get into a quiet space so that we can meditate and be spiritual to do this. We can do it in the middle of a train station. We can do it in the middle of a crowd, in the line at McDonald's. We can do it anywhere. So this is not about Source judging you as harshly, perhaps, as your parents might have. But if you're still attracting a lot of those heavy judgmental energies that are telling you what success looks like, what happiness looks like, what security looks like, what you're doing that's right or wrong, then that's an energy we want to clear, isn't it? That's something that you don't need to have anymore, because what that does is constrain your field and reduce down to more of the same what you are attracting. So you all know me, the law of attraction is always working in terms of where we are in our energy field. We can have conflicts all over the place. Our emotional body could be wanting one thing while our mental body wants something else. Our etheric field could be so porous from not knowing how to protect ourselves from energies around us. And we could have our physical that says, just push it out. You keep going, keep moving, you know, force out some action. So we have conflicts throughout our field. So in many ways, we are getting what we've desired, right? What we want to identify is where we are a bit challenged with our preferences. And our preferences often can be coming from a place of fear, which looks like control, which looks like I'm managing, manageability, instead of a place of expansiveness. Instead of a place where we are saying, wow, you know, I'm not quite sure how this is going to show up, what the package is going to look like, but I draw this in, I take the limits off, and I allow it to unfold in my field in the most amazing of ways. I release any attachment. A lot of us have learned that attachment means that I'm going to get a divorce, quit my job, lose my house, be thrown on the street, the car's going to quit working, the children won't love me anymore. And, you know, honestly, where have we learned these fears? Where have we learned that the unknown is a frightening thing? Who taught us that? Why didn't we learn that the unknown is an exciting thing? The unknown has possibilities. The unknown represents something greater than ourselves. Something fantastic that we can step into and create. We're so terrified. If I leave my job, I won't have money. Well, you know, you don't totally know that. You really don't. You think you know that, but you really don't. If I move to another town, I'll never see my children again. You don't know that. It's as if this all-or-nothing thinking has forced us into constraining our energy to the point that we are completely paralyzed and we do nothing. And therefore, we create more of the same. And as I was speaking in Chicago this weekend, you know, we say we want things and then we explain to ourselves why we can't take the guidance that comes to us. We shut down and we recreate again and again. We get the books, We do the 8 steps. We insist that they don't work. And the fact is, we stop at the same place every time, because the step we stop at is the one that launches us into maybe some unknown options, unknown solutions, things we've never done before, things we've never tried before. When you get guidance from the inner plane, it is so high, it is so wise, it is beyond just, you know, first do step A, then do B, then do C, and then D happens. It's so far beyond that. Typically, guidance is coming through with a very unique, incredible solution that we would never have just concocted on our own, or, you know, heard from a friend, or, you know, it just isn't coming from this natural realm in a way. And so when we don't understand it in our prior experience, which is really what we're saying, you know, I don't have experience in this before, therefore, it can't be okay, it can't be right. That's when we shut it down. And unfortunately, many of us miss the moment of opportunity that Source, the universe, and guidance want to give us. You know, we talk a good game often in our spirituality until we're asked to do something or we feel guidance to do something. And then we go, well, I can't do that because I need this job in order to do X, Y, and Z. Or I need to stay here because of this, that, and the other. It's a very linear, 3D kind of solution. And we never step beyond the moment and who we are and what we could possibly create. Does that make sense? This is really something that you need to look at in your own life. So maybe today, tomorrow, notice how you shut down your energy. Notice where you get a few controls here and there, and then don't step into that amazing opportunity. Notice where it's learned fear, where it's learned negativity. And ask yourself, is today the day to do the opposite? Is today the day to create anew? You know, so often we wait for the cosmic 2x4 to hit, bang our heads against the brick wall before we turn around, before we make a change. Why wait for that? Why not do it right now? This is an awesome, awesome day to try a new way of stepping into your truth, to stepping into the amazing opportunities. For everyone that has failed in one thing, there has also been someone who has succeeded. So don't let this be your definition. We often state limitations as if they're absolute fact and no one else has ever crossed those lines. They have. They have. You know they have. But you've got a reason to stay entrenched. So when we come back from the break, we are going to get a little more specific about your truth, what it is that's come to you, and see what we can shift for you. This is Leslie Fontaine, and the number to call in if you're interested in getting some work is 800-930-2819, 1-800-930-2819.
Gotta break it on down, know such pleasure. Never thought I'd come to feel.
Are you and your family looking for one manageable lifestyle change that will positively impact your health? Look no further. That change begins inside your drinking glass. Learn how to put a lid on junk drinking by sipping from a recipe collection of colorful, fresh, tasty, wholesome fruit and vegetable blends. Get your copy now of Sip the Garden. Fun, easy drinks for a healthier family by T. Carrie Mitchell. Visit lifestyle120.com for information on how to order.
Transformation Talk Radio is dedicated to the education and awareness of Lyme disease.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Lyme Talk Radio. I'm Dr. Pat, joined here by
Dr. Nusheen Darvish.
Dr. Pat Basile and Dr. Nusheen Darvish will be bringing the most innovative, groundbreaking information, research, treatment innovations, and stories from those it affects every day.
I'm so excited to be talking about this.
We have so much to share.
Dr. Darvish and I are planning to do is connect the dots.
People suffering with all sorts of chronic diseases, it's time. It is time for them to transform.
Tune into Lyme Talk Radio and help keep our mission strong.
For the loyal listeners out there that have been listening to this incredible show on Lyme disease, we are not going to let you down. We're going to come through stronger and enrich the platform for Lyme disease awareness through Lyme Talk Radio. The message will continue. The conversations will become stronger and the healing epic.
What if your body and mind were the compasses to the secrets, mysteries, and magic of life? Glenna Rice, co-host of The Questionable Parent, is inviting you to access all that is possible. Glenna is a 10-year certified veteran access consciousness facilitator who offers an amazing variety of life-changing classes and workshops. Work with Glenna from anywhere with teleclasses and workshops all over the globe. To learn more and see Glenna's current schedule of events, classes, and workshops, visit GlennaRice.com.
Join the Pacific Northwest EFT Tappers at the 6th Annual Tappers Gathering, March 19th at Bastyr University in Seattle. You will learn EFT applications, forge a strong community, and share healing stories. The event raises money and awareness for EFT tapping scientific research. Net proceeds go to our 501c3 nonprofit to further prove the efficacy of EFT. Bring your cards and information for a fun and inspiring day of networking. Visit nwtappersgathering.com or call 360-661-6877.
Into Sheer Alchemy with Leslie Fontaine on TransformationTalkRadio.com and get ready to stir up your passions, identify your blocks, and shift into an entirely new existence. Leslie Fontaine is a transformation catalyst and clairvoyant who uses her intuitive and energetic gifts to catapult listeners into living the life they were born to live. Whether it's shifting from scarcity to abundance, from emotional pain into joy, or from illness into health, Leslie will help you step into the true essence and power of all that you are with the help of the Ascended Masters and Archangels. You will not be the same. Visit TransformationTalkRadio.com for show dates and times and LeslieFontaine.com to say yes to explosive abundance.
That's how, whenever you shine, that's when.
And we are back. This is Leslie Fontaine. I do want to tell you a little bit about me. I work with clients all over the world. I work with people to shift their energy, transformation work, energetic work, bringing in masters, archangels, doing really profound work on so many levels, helping people to step into all that they are. And I've mentioned before, some things people are going through are extremely challenging, but I also want you to know that I fully acknowledge your purpose in the earth. And for some of us, we've not had anyone tell us how phenomenal we are. So I'm telling you now, you're amazing, you're doing great work, you're holding the light, and if you're struggling right now, you are part of a definite group right now because a lot of us are going through it. But the benefits are outstanding. So hats off to you for holding the light and being who you are. So Benny, looks like we've got a caller.
We do. And if you'd like to join us, it's 800-930-2819 for Leslie's show. And if you'd like to be on the air with us, 800-930-2819. And we have Phyllis calling in from Redmond. Phyllis, welcome to the show. What's up?
Hi. I don't even know what to ask. My situation is that I'm a physical therapist, and I've been working in the traditional way of being a physical therapist in the world. And I feel like, not just through that job, but in my life with the interactions that I've had with people who've directed and controlled me, with sometimes with threats to my well-being if I didn't follow along with what they wanted, I feel like I've been stuck in survival mode with blinders on to my power. and how much I can help others heal. And I have this internal joy, but I have no confidence right now. I feel blocked from believing totally in what I sense is true about the gifts that I've been given. And I just want to share. I want to be in full bloom. I want to just move out into the world. The word expansiveness is key. I just want to expand my spirit and be able to help myself and other people.
Wow.
So, can you go from there?
That's some good material, Phyllis. That's some good material. That is really awesome. I have...
So what I forgot to tell you, excuse me, is that I set up my own business as of last December, just because I couldn't stand the traditional way of bringing my abilities to other people. But I'm right at the very beginning of it, and I kind of am. It's like I'm stuttering in my life and don't exactly know how to go forward and which way to direct it.
Wow. Okay. Well, again, you know, this being a radio format, we'll do what we can, you know, in the next 5 or 6 minutes. But what you've brought up is something that, you know, I work with a lot with people. So I can see the blocks. I can see what's going on with you in terms of the guidance that you've gotten, in terms of the healing work that comes through you working with your clients, in terms of the inner wisdom. Tell me about that. Have you experienced that? It sounds like you have.
When I am actually with my patients, I feel compassion flowing from me. I feel generally I do know how to help them, where to go with whatever's going on with them. It's more that I've been feeling squashed by this outside directions of who I'm supposed to be and how I'm supposed to share.
Okay. So hold on, because we got to be a little brief in the responses so that we can deal with this. So
Okay. Are
you telling me that you do get inner wisdom and you do feel the healing energies coming through you?
Yes.
Awesome. So
it's new to me to recognize that.
Yeah, no, it is. And, you know, the move you made is really brilliant to have left some of those controlling energies behind, but it looks like there's a lot of them still in your field. A lot of the, you know, fear that they placed in you about this is how you do it, this is how you do it right, this is how you do it to be profitable, et cetera, et cetera. So Let's just go in right now, and I'm just going to guess that what I'm doing is not entirely new to you, but I'm just bringing in some of the Ascended Masters and Archangels I work with for you. And if you can really breathe into your field right now, that would be great, just to really feel the opening. So the high heart is in that space between your throat and your heart space. That is your life purpose. And it's pretty tight right now. And your heart space is a bit tight, and your solar plexus as well. So I just want you to breathe in right now, just allowing these beautiful energies to come into you right now. And there's a lot of information in your seventh, which is sort of our God connection, you know, our key wisdom information area. And we're just going to let go of some of this old dogma, old dead, old masculine, patriarchal, hierarchical, traditional information that doesn't serve you anymore. And just really allow that to go. And there's a lot coming out of the back of your neck right now. So It's almost, this is, I'm just going to tell you, there's some past lifetime attachments in this, which is why the attachment feels so extreme. Sometimes when we have very over-the-top reactions, it's a past lifetime energy. So we're opening up your heart here. And we're just going to release any agreements with that old hierarchy, that old structure of learning and how healing happens. And we're just going to do a download now from the inner plane, just bringing in some new information for you and into your power center. We're just going to clear out any blockages in your meridian. So I'm just definitely seeing some past lifetime issues as far as stepping into your healing gifts. And I would love to work with you some more on this at some point. But
okay.
Going into your power center now. I'm just clearing out any core fear of fully standing in your power, that if you stand in your power, you'll lose clients, you'll lose credibility, you'll lose love. Going up into your throat space, is a part of you very afraid of articulating the healing and the wisdom and the guidance that's coming through to you. So we're just going to clear out some of the agreements to shut that down. I can see definitely there's like a strong male energy in this lifetime that I'm seeing, that I'm just moving him out, asking Guru Rinpoche to remove him. And we're just opening up your throat space, just doing a full wash of Supreme Being Light and Pure Essence Energy. And here's what I'd like you to do after this, and it's going on down into your second, which is your core fear of security, that you can't create your own security. With the guidance that's coming through for you, that you can't be abundant in the work that you do. So this is really important for you to take a little time out and write down what guidance is showing you in terms of your gifts and who you are and the healing work. And just put it down, because there's a part of you very afraid to articulate some of this. And write it out. Okay. Don't be afraid. Nobody's going to read it. This is just you. And just see what you put down. And okay. I would love to work with you again on this, because a very a frightened part of you is articulating the truth that comes through you. And I do want to let you know that, you know, especially for someone as trained as you are and as skilled as you are in the work, I've worked with so many people that are getting healing energies coming through them and the wisdom that comes through them, and they're almost afraid of it. It's just very powerful. So I want you to write it all out. And then notice where you get really tight and frightened. And I want you to write in a corresponding column how it makes you feel when you write that down. So part of it's going to feel like a free fall, like you're really allowing it. And another part of you is going to notice where the constraint comes from. It may sound like someone's voice. It may sound like, you know, something from the past. And you just ask yourself in that moment, do I want to release this? And you're either going to notice a huge amount of fear, or you're going to notice that you're really ready. And we don't, you know, shame ourselves here. We don't trash it. We don't start telling ourselves, well, I should do better, or I should be stronger. This is none of that, okay? Your inner child is showing up as well. So I would definitely work on some things in your parental line as well. But you're doing beautiful work. So the further you can push the envelope right now, the better for your clients. And one thing that I do all the time when I'm a little scared is I remind myself that someone's going to miss their healing.
Oh, yes. And that's one of the most things I'm afraid of, is that if I can't kind of, like, fix myself, then I'm keeping other people from benefiting.
Right. So in that moment, just remind yourself before any client, before you are afraid of articulating something, am I willing to let someone miss their healing today? And that often provides so much courage to step through some things and to say, okay. So that is a fantastic opportunity right now for Phyllis to step into her truth and all that she is. And hopefully we'll do some work again. That's pretty deep stuff that was showing up for me with her. And if you're interested in that kind of work, please reach out to me. You can go to my website, LeslieFontaine.com. Or write me, Leslie@LeslieFontaine.com. You can also call me at 678-665-3366.
Rodemon, say, could you be?
How confident do you feel about your retirement? Ask Ameriprise financial advisor Jeff Packman about the exclusive Confident Retirement Approach. Together, you and Jeff can break down retirement planning step by step to get to the real answers you need. Call Jeff Packman financial advisor today at 425-453-0272. Office is located at 601 108th Avenue Northeast, Suite 1800 in Bellevue, Washington, 98004. The Confident Retirement Approach is not a guarantee of future financial results. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated, a registered investment advisor. Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated, member of FINRA and SIPC.
Hey everybody, this is Dr. Pat. Many of you have heard me talk about the Lyme disease epidemic going on right now in the world. I want to tell you about my friends at Results RNA. They have now created an entire Lyme support system for immune system support, detoxification, rejuvenation, and neurological healing. Please visit ResultsRNA.com to learn more, and for first-time orders, you'll receive a special 10% discount. All you have to do is type in Dr. Pat at checkout.
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman, as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
Hi, I'm Tim Darter.
And I'm Steve Kramer.
Join us on Spirit Fire Radio. Discover how to add the mechanics of meditation to your day.
And watch yourself connect in a whole new way. Find the amazing moments in life's routines that often pass us by. Add to your awareness with Spirit Fire Radio.
Tune in each Wednesday at 9 a.m. for your weekly guide to practical mindfulness. And to learn more, visit www.spiritfireradio.com.
Everybody, this is Dr. Pat. I love the Maca team. If you've never tried Maca, you're going to love what they are doing. Maca is a root vegetable that grows at altitudes above 13,000 feet in the Andes Mountains. As a family-run company of true Maca specialists, the Maca team's mission is to provide you with fresh, organic, premium-quality Maca products at fair prices. They are happy to be the first company anywhere to offer red, black, and premium maca extracts in a GMO-free glycerin base. These extracts are incredibly high quality, potent, and very convenient. Herbal extracts have been used for thousands of years to help maintain and improve health. Some of the advantages of using fresh herbal extracts are freshness and shelf life, fast-acting benefits, and ease of use. Just drop them into that smoothie. To learn more and get a special discount for all of our listeners, visit drpatspicks.com. That's drpatspicks.com.
Well, I might say, baby, you got me going up and down, twisting and turning like a merry-go-round. You've been asking for me to wear a boat sign now, like an old soldier, me up at Charlie Town. Keeping off queen, I'm in a wheel one crown. And if you know me,
fantastic. This is Leslie Fontaine. We are having an awesome time today on our show. We are talking about stepping beyond your fear and into your abundance. And fear can show up as attachment, things we're terrified of letting go of, and control, which can look like we're managers, you know, we're managing things well, we're sticking to a program. I can't tell you how many healers I work with who have received beautiful downloads from spirit, do amazing healing work, but they're afraid because the program they learned or the structure they learned doesn't allow them to expand into those things. We're moving beyond that, folks. We are really moving beyond that. Let's just step into all that we are. And if you're a little afraid, acknowledge it. Don't shame yourself over it. Don't shut it down. Just go, you know what? I'm done living my life in fear. How is it showing up in my life? Let it unfold. Let it show up for you how you block yourself, stop yourself, are afraid. And then start to ask yourself, am I ready to let it go? What is it like once you say yes? Does the light switch just immediately go on? Sometimes it does, because some of us have really had enough of the cosmic 2x4. We're ready to go. We're ready to do it. And then sometimes there's some deeper things within us that are holding us in place, and we want to look at that, and that's the gift too. Okay, we have so many things we call life lessons. This is one of them. Just open yourselves up, allow yourself to expand, allow yourself to go beyond your fear. I wanted to tell you that I am going to be at a Seattle show for once. March 26th, I'm going to be at the Emerald Spiral show here in Kent. And I truly look forward to being there. I'll be speaking, and I look forward to meeting many of the listeners and those of you in the area who want to come by. And then April 2nd and 3rd, I will be in Portland, Oregon. And I look forward to being at that show as well. Many of you drive down from Seattle down to the Portland show, and I really appreciate the trek. I have several regulars, and it is a great opportunity to really expand ourselves. So let's get back to the topic here, which is, why have we learned to be so frightened of expansiveness? Why have we been so frightened of what we don't know? Why did we go along with the Kool-Aid that we should be afraid of things we don't understand? Let me put it in a different context. When you begin a college degree, all right, the whole point is that you don't know what it is. You go into that class and you have an expectation that somebody is going to teach you about that topic. And I want you to understand that many of us are working at getting a bachelor's or a master's or a PhD in what Spirit and Source are delivering to us as well. All right? So you don't know everything yet. You are stepping into it. So when you begin to open yourself to what you are being guided into, what you are being shown, you don't have all the information. So that's the part that's scary. I don't know what this is. Don't step into the assumption that it won't be revealed. It will be revealed. You will be shown. You will know. But you have to step in first. You can't get the information out of that college class until you take it, right? So it's the same with Spirit. It's the same with your healing modalities. Many of us are getting intricate downloads, very deep and complex things. Some of us are, you know, getting a whole new thing we've never done in our lives. We don't even know what it is. Some of us are holding energy for a particular region or country. So, you know, understand that when you get a direction revealed, it's kind of like picking a degree. You're picking an area of focus, but it's being shown to you. And how do you know it's yours? It resonates with you. It clicks with you. You kind of get it. So I want you to understand that when you get a download and you get into fear, tell yourself, you know what? I haven't taken the class yet. Let me take a look at this. And the next thing that happens is we're afraid of wasting time. Where did we get that? Is your life a waste of time? This thing has been shown to you. It's been guided to you. How could it possibly be a waste of time? One thing I find is that we are so used to giving away our time, giving away, the time that we could be using to learn a new skill, a new modality, go to a class, you know, whatever it is, that we interpret that if other people are demanding our time, they must have a right to it. My friend, if you're getting the message now that it's your turn and you need to learn a new modality, then I would suggest that you decide that that's what you're going to do, okay? And you step into it and you are aware. So take a look at the desires, intentions, and passions we have and what is keeping you from stepping forward. If it's about messing up or not understanding right now, before you've even put your foot on the path or opened the book or looked at the table of contents. You know, the spiritual world has tremendous vastness. It has levels. It has areas of focus. We're not all alike. So this is not a one size fits all. I'm doing something I don't even know what to call it sometimes, but I stay open and allow myself to step into this. You are the same. You have something that has been shown to you to step into. So once we say yes to something, then the energy moves in that direction, right? So often we will get confronted with fear. We'll get confronted with attachments. We'll get confronted with what will other people think. These are life lessons and moments and opportunities to answer the question, am I willing to continue? I hope the answer is yes. I am willing. I want to step into this. I want to create this. Please take a look at that in your field. And I hope you'll write me at Leslie@LeslieFontaine.com. And if you've got a question about how things are showing up for you, just reach out to me and let me walk through it with you. I do free consultations for folks before we do a session just to find out if this is something that you want to do. Reach out to me, make an appointment on my website, LeslieFontaine.com, and we'll take a look at what it is that's being revealed to you so that you can step into all that you are. And if there are some deep things where we need to do deep work, you know, Phyllis was generous to present us with her vision and what was happening. Many of you understand exactly what she was sharing, but there's some deep blocks, past lifetime, ancestral line, agreements, things that show up over and over, as I call it, same energy, different outfit. That's where we do some deep work and shift it. And I cannot tell you the testimonies of people that on the other side of this work are free to step into some things that are so powerful and wonderful and create that joy and happiness that we're looking for. So this is Leslie Fontaine. I hope to hear from you again. It's been a delight to work with you on releasing some of these attachments that hold you back from stepping into all that you are.
You've been listening to the hit show Sheer Alchemy with Leslie Fontaine on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Tune in each month to Sheer Alchemy with Leslie Fontaine to stir up your passions, remove your blocks, and shift into an entirely new existence. Gifted, shifted, and powerful is what this show is about. Visit TransformationTalkRadio.com and LeslieFontaine.com for showtimes and dates. Contact Leslie at LeslieFontaine.com to schedule a transformative session that removes your blocks so that you can say yes to explosive abundance. You will not be the same. We'll be right back.